Inflation's cooled to 4% in July, this being below the midpoint of the SARB's target range of between 3 to 6%. And joining me on the line now to discuss whether the latest print affords the SARB any room to cut rates yet again, especially as the global easing cycle continues to gain some momentum, is Luqman Utunuga from FXTM. Luqman, thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. Well, already we've got the markets pricing in a rate cut, from the Fed, and that to materialize, to honing in on FOMC meetings post the July meeting this evening. How are you calling it at this stage of the game?
Thank you for having me here this afternoon. Yes, it seems that markets are pricing in a strong possibility of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates in September. I find this very interesting when I look at the U.S. economy compared to everyone else. I was looking at the hard data. U.S. GDP was around 2.1% in Q2. Retail sales are still robust. The U.S. jobs market is solid. And if you look at the Purchasing Managers Index in the United States, they're all above 50. But still the Federal Reserve, or still markets expect the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. My conclusion on this is I don't think the Federal Reserve is no longer data dependent, but rates in the United States will be dependent on U.S.-China trade developments.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've got these developments unfold not just stateside, globally as well, and not just the prospect of, a dovish stance being adopted by global central banks, but this coming hand in hand with various quantitative easing programs as well. How do you digest that cumulatively?
Yeah, so we can already see the sentiment across markets. This, even though there are concerns of a slowing global growth lingering in the background, I think market optimism over central banks coming to the rescue to counter a global slowdown continues to support risk sentiment. And we can see in global stocks today, even the Rand, interestingly, is one of the best performing emerging markets. It's appreciated against every single G10 and Asian currency today.
Yeah, supportive of that Rand, of course, is our local inflation print coming in better than markets had anticipated at 4%, well below the SARB target, and in fact, even lower than core inflation on a headline basis, which is surprising in itself. Luqman, how much room do you see our SARB having to maneuver?
Yeah, firstly, I have two takeaways from the inflation report. It was very surprising. Firstly, it does suggest that consumers may not be spending, but we're not going to know this until September when the retail sales report for July is released. And my other takeaway is the fact that this offers the central bank a first-class ticket to join the global easing bandwagon. But there are two barriers that may stop the central bank from actually cutting interest rates in September. The first one is the fact that if we look at the Rand's valuation since August, has actually depreciated against every single G10 currency and has lost roughly 6% against the dollar. So there's a threat of inflation actually rebounding in August. Secondly, another key thing that may cause the central bank to sit on its hands is the fact that we still have that Moody's rating decision in November. So these two things could result in the central bank, keeping away from the easing bandwagon and possibly taking action in 2020.
It's, of course, within that scenario, Luqman, that you don't want to, diminish South Africa's carry trade appeal as it stands, any bit. How are investors rating South African appeal at this stage from, an international perspective?
I mean, when we look at the rate of return, interest rates in South Africa are still at attractive levels. That's another reason why the SARB may hold off on rates, because they don't want to lower the interest rate differentials with the South African rand and other emerging markets. Overall, though, I don't think it's fair to focus just on South Africa solely, because it's other emerging markets that are also, feeling the heat from trade tensions. It's not only emerging markets. Look at the United Kingdom, for example. You can make growth in the second quarter, surprised, at minus 0.2%. Look at Germany. German Q2 growth is 0.1% as well. So this is a sentiment, a theme that we're seeing across the globe.
Absolutely. Well, Luqman, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That was Luqman Utunuga from FXTM.